Prayer is a fundamental part of the Christian life, a direct line of communication with God that allows us to open our hearts and express our needs, gratitude, and worship. In the Bible, we find numerous prayers that have shaped the sacred narrative and continue to inspire and strengthen our faith today. The Lord's Prayer, also known as the Our Father, is a prime example of how we should address God. Jesus taught this prayer to his disciples in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13, beginning with, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." This prayer not only teaches us to acknowledge the holiness of God, but also invites us to pray for the coming of his kingdom and to submit to his will, as it is done in heaven. Furthermore, it reminds us of the importance of daily provision and forgiveness, both of our debts and those who owe us. Finally, Jesus guides us to pray for protection against temptation and deliverance from evil. This prayer serves as a perfect model for our conversations with God, encompassing worship, submission, daily needs, and forgiveness. In Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 to 9, we find Jonah praying from the belly of the great fish. "From deep in the realm of the dead I called for help, and you listened to my cry," Jonah says, acknowledging his desperate situation and God's mercy. Despite fleeing from his mission, Jonah turns to God in his distress, showing sincere repentance and renewed trust in divine mercy. This prayer teaches us that it is never too late to turn back to God, even in the darkest and most desperate moments. Jonah's story is a powerful testimony to God's willingness to listen and save us, no matter how far we may have strayed. Inna, a devout woman, offers a fervent prayer in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. "Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life." Anna, afflicted by her barrenness, prays earnestly in the temple, promising to dedicate her son to God's service if granted. This prayer is an example of faith and devotion. God answers her plea by giving her a son, Samuel, who becomes a great prophet of Israel. Anna's story teaches us about perseverance in prayer and trust in God's promises. Moses also offers a powerful intercession in Exodus chapter 32, verse 11 to 14. "Why, Lord, should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand?" Moses intercedes for the people of Israel when God is about to punish them for worshiping the golden calf. Moses demonstrates a compassionate and mediating heart, reminding God of his promises and appealing to his mercy. This prayer underscores the importance of interceding for others and the effectiveness of reminding God of his promises and compassionate character. Moses' intercession shows us how we can advocate for others before God, seeking his forgiveness and mercy in times of judgment. King David offers a prayer of repentance in Psalm chapter 51, verse 1 to 17. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions." David prays for forgiveness after being confronted by the prophet Nathan for his sin with Bathsheba. This psalm serves as a model for all who seek restoration and forgiveness. David displays a contrite heart and willingness to change, acknowledging his sin and seeking God's mercy. This psalm reminds us that true repentance leads to forgiveness and restoration of our relationship with God. Solomon, renowned for his wisdom, offers a significant prayer in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. "So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong." God appears to Solomon in a dream and offers him whatever he desires. Solomon asks for wisdom to govern the people of Israel. Solomon's prayer is an example of humility and a desire to serve others well. God grants him wisdom, wealth, and honor as a result. This story teaches us that when we seek wisdom and discernment to serve others, God not only answers our prayer, but also blesses us abundantly. The healing prayer of Hezekiah can be found in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 5. Please, O Lord, remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart. Hezekiah, sick unto death, prays to God, recalling his faithfulness and asking for healing. God answers Hezekiah's prayer by extending his life for 15 more years. This story teaches us about God's compassion and the power of sincere prayer. Hezekiah shows us that we can turn to God in our times of need, trusting in his mercy and his power to heal. Nehemiah, a devoted leader, offers a crucial prayer in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4 to 11. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant. Nehemiah prays for success in his mission to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Prayer is a crucial step before undertaking a great task. Nehemiah demonstrates dependence on God and seeks his favor before taking action. This prayer reminds us of the importance of seeking God's guidance and blessing in all our endeavors, especially those that have a significant impact on the lives of others. Daniel offers a prayer of confession and mercy in Daniel chapter 9, verse 4 to 19. O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him. Daniel prays, confessing the sins of the people and asking for mercy and restoration for Jerusalem. His intercession for his nation with a humble and contrite heart is a model for community intercession. Daniel teaches us the importance of acknowledging our collective faults and seeking restoration of our relationship with God through sincere confession and petition for mercy. Jesus, in a moment of extreme anguish, prays in Gethsemane according to Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Jesus prays in the Garden of Gethsemane, grappling with the prospect of his imminent crucifixion. This prayer demonstrates Jesus' humanity and total submission to the Father's will. It is a powerful example for all believers, showing the importance of surrendering our will to God's, especially in times of trial and suffering. Elijah, a courageous prophet, offers a challenging prayer in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36 to 37. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. Elijah challenges the prophets of Baal to prove that Jehovah is the true God. Elijah's prayer is a bold act of faith and a demonstration of God's power against idolatry. This story shows us that with faith, we can face great challenges and witness God's power manifesting in our lives. Jabez, a lesser-known figure, offers a powerful prayer in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil. Jabez invokes God, asking for his blessing and protection. This brief prayer stands out for its request for personal and spiritual growth, as well as for seeking God's presence and favor. Jabez teaches us that it is valid to ask God for blessings and expansion, always seeking his guidance and protection in our lives. Jesus prays for his disciples in John chapter 17, verse 9 to 19, showing his love and care. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me. Jesus prays for his disciples before his arrest, asking for their protection and sanctification. This intercessory prayer demonstrates Jesus' love and care for his followers and his desire for them to remain united and faithful. Jesus gives us an example of how we should pray for those around us, seeking their well-being and spiritual growth. Stephen, the first Christian martyr, prays amidst his extreme suffering, according to Acts chapter 7, verse 59 to 60. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Stephen, while being stoned, demonstrates a forgiving attitude towards his aggressors, akin to Jesus on the cross. His prayer is a testimony of Christian love and forgiveness, even amidst persecution. Stephen teaches us to maintain our faith and compassion, even in the most difficult and painful moments. Paul, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, TI-21, offers a prayer for spiritual strength, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Paul prays for the believers in Ephesus to be strengthened in their faith and to grasp the love of Christ. This prayer exemplifies how we should intercede for spiritual maturity and growth in others' relationship with God. Paul teaches us to seek not only our own needs, but also the spiritual well-being of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Blind Bartimaeus, in Mark chapter 10, verse 47 to 52, offers a prayer of faith and need. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, cries out to Jesus for healing. His persistence and faith in Jesus' power to heal are rewarded with the restoration of his sight. Bartimaeus shows us that persistent faith and willingness to cry out to Jesus in our needs can lead to great miracles in our lives. Habakkuk's prayer in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2 is a plea for revival. O Lord, I have heard the report of you, and your work, O Lord, do I fear. In the midst of the years, revive it. In the midst of the years, make it known. Habakkuk prays for God to renew his works amidst difficult times. This prayer teaches us to seek revival and God's intervention in our lives and in the world, trusting in his power to act in any circumstance. Finally, the Apostle John, in Revelation chapter 22, verse 20, prays for the coming of Jesus. Amen, come, Lord Jesus. This brief yet profound prayer reflects the longing for Christ's return and the consummation of his kingdom. John reminds us that we should live with hope and desire for Jesus' coming, keeping our faith steadfast until the end. Through these powerful prayers, the Bible provides examples and models of how we can approach God in different situations, whether in moments of worship, need, repentance, intercession, or thanksgiving. Each of these prayers shows us the power and importance of sincere and constant communication with our Creator. These prayers offer us not only a model of how to pray, but also a deep understanding of the nature of God and our relationship with Him. The Lord's Prayer reminds us of the importance of worship and daily dependence on God, while Jonah's prayer from the belly of the fish underscores God's mercy even in our direst circumstances. Anna, with her fervent plea for a son, and Moses, interceding for a rebellious people, teach us about perseverance in prayer and compassion for others. David's repentance in Psalm chapter 51 highlights the depth of God's mercy and the restoration that follows sincere confession. Solomon's humbly requested wisdom from God shows how our petitions can extend beyond personal needs to seek the common good. Hezekiah's prayer for healing reveals the power of prayer to change even the course of our lives, while Nehemiah's teaches us the importance of seeking God before undertaking great tasks. Daniel's intercession for his people and Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane demonstrate the depth of relationship with God that we can attain, trusting him even in our darkest moments. Elijah's courage in confronting idolatry and Jabez's simple yet powerful petition teach us that our prayers can move mountains and expand our spiritual territory. May practical wisdom that guides us in our life of faith. They teach us to pray with sincerity, humility, and confidence, reminding us that God is a loving Father who delights in hearing his children. Through prayer, we can experience personal transformation, healing, restoration, and renewal, both in our individual lives and in the community of faith. By learning and meditating on these prayers, we are inspired to deepen our relationship with God and to live in a way that reflects His love and grace in the world.